Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, coming back to you live. 105.3 FM, Mr. Night Tripper, Mr. Mac. Dr. John in the house doing big things. And look, Miss Linda, you know about this because Leah Chase told me this and Dr. John told me this. Dr. John used to come to Parkway, God bless his soul. Too young to go out, but who knows when we all going out, right? Is people always dying and never died before, Miss Linda? Go figure that. Old man told me that. Those old folks, they used to all their friends passing away. Old man, somebody had passed in Biloxi, Mississippi, and he's sitting at the bar, he takes a sip of his beer. He said, Justin, there's always people dying and they never died before. I just got a kick of that old man saying that. But Dr. John used to tell me his favorite sandwich at Parkway was a Creole weenie. And it was a grilled hot dog with Creole sauce on it. And Leah Chase told me that her first dish coming up was Creole weenies and spaghetti, one of her first dishes she made at Dookie Chase's. Was that a thing back then?
Yes, it is.
And what is Creole weenies?
Nothing but weenies and tomato sauce.
Weenies and a Creole tomato sauce, right?
It. And yeah. It was good.
Yeah,
delicious.
And that's what makes it work, right?
That's right.
And
that's
you
right.
Have a dish that is rooted in New Orleans culture called Yakamane. And it has a history to it. Can you tell us a little about how that got rooted in your family and how you're labeled the Yakamane lady?
Well, it did get rooted in my family through my grandmother and my mom. My grandmother used to cook it. And, you know, people used to come around. The aroma is so high. And they used to come around with a bowl and sit on the porch until Mama Georgia got through with it. And everybody pitch in, serve themselves, and sit down. And we call it poach popping. That's what we used to call it, poach popping. And then my mom used to sell it. She cooked it in the house, but she sold it at a bar called Bean Brothers. And they were like family with us.
What part of town was that in?
Uptown, Central City.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, my mom was selling it and making nice money with that. And we was getting ready to tell her to leave her job from Orleans Parish School Board 30 years. And it wasn't her time. It was my time. And she told me on her deathbed that I would be able to use that. And she was right. And by me being so consistent and persistent with this, you know, I started with the Sucker Lines with Quint Davis, Adam Shipley. They used to run behind me with getting a Yaka meet. He started with Quint did. He put me in Jazz Fest doing demos.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was my line was long. And some of my lines was longer than some of the
Jazz Fest lines.
Right.
Had the demo.
Right. So they just rushed me right in. And I've been there ever since. And I told them, I said, this Yaka man is going to get big. And it's, you know, it's climbing. It's climbing.
What's the history of Yakamane? Where did it come from?
Well, it's just a Chinese dish. It is China. China brought it here. The Chinamen, the slaves.
Mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like I said before, you know, you have to understand that the Chinamen and black Americans, you know, they were slaves at the time, you know, and some of them married with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they was in the kitchen together. But African Americans, what they did, they put their own spices and herbs. And I can believe that because that's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what right. We do. Yeah, we play with seasoning,
yep.
You know. So we put our own and brought it to another level mm-hmm. and called it Yakamane. And but we didn't call it Yakamane, we called it Yaka meat. That's what we did. And it was like, you know, you had leftover roast, leftover chicken, leftover pork chops.
You put it in there with a good broth. You put it with that nice, those
spaghetti.
Nice noodles, spaghetti.
Right. Yeah, meatballs.
Couple boiled eggs.
That's right.
Green onion.
Mm-hmm. But it's all about the juice.
It is about the juice.
That's what it's about.
You're damn
about
right.
The juice.
That's what Abby says, too.
That's what it's about. The
oh,
juice.
Yeah. I'll tell you, juice. I always say that Chef Paul Prudhomme in his cookbook said, the difference between a good dish and a fantastic one is a rich stock.
That's right.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You know, my mom, let me tell you something. My mother used to do hen. And you know the fat off that hen?
Well, Cornish hen?
No. A hen.
A whole hen.
That's right. You know, because at the time, when I was a little girl, they had chicken shacks around mm-hmm. our house. And we used to, I had to go and get a hen for her because she would cook it like on a Sunday, smothered chicken. You know, those are the things that we did in our community. So my mom used to do a hen. And when she cooked, she take that fat off that hen. And that grease from that fat, she would do her root. Mm-hmm. And it would look like a corn. It will be a golden yellow. Mm-hmm. That's how beautiful it used to be. Mm. And she taught me how to do that. She'd always told me, don't never rush your root. Take your time with that root. I mean, I've come up in the kitchen with her because she taught me everything I know. And I mean, I had to chop that seasoning. I had to chop it with that. Chop, chop. I'm serious, with the big knife, you had to do that. And I appreciate that. And just like you say, Mike, I'm blessed.
Yeah?
I'm blessed
And
with
both
that.
Of y'all made big things at Jazz Fest. Mike, how'd you get started with Jazz Fest?
You know, actually...
You were a fireman first,
yeah,
right?
And the same as Miss Linda, actually. I did demonstrations out there first. Chief McDaniels was sat on the board for the Jazz Fest, and he asked me if I would mind going out and representing the fire department, talk a little bit about what we do while I'm doing, while I'm cooking and stuff. So I started doing a few of those little things, and the Jazz Fest was the biggest one. And I guess about 4 or 5 years after starting to do that, well, maybe 3, a friend of mine talked about trying to go apply. So we went through the old process back in the old days where you would actually send into the fest that you were interested. Then they would send out what they were looking in terms of food for that year, whether they lost something or something changed over or what. And so we kind of went along with what they had. We went with one of the options that they were kind of looking for. And to be perfectly honest, they came back to me and said that it was really good, but that they had someone picked out for that booth and that they wanted me to. That's why I did the alligator. That was my first demonstration. They're like, you know, you did that first demo of your alligator. We want you to do that alligator, and we want you to do a smothered shrimp and okra dish, and we want you to do a shrimp etouffee. Come back and do your taste test, because in those days, you had to do that application process, which was just like a resume of all the big things you've done. And I think they had several hundred people that had applied. After that process, only 25 of us got taste tests, which literally meant that you had to go to the fest office with 25 servings of what you were going to do, exactly how you're going to do it, including your cellophane, or if you're going to wrap silverware or whatever, because they wanted to know what impact trash, the way you're going to serve it was going to have on trash as well. And so we had to go back a second time and do it with those other 3 dishes, and that's how we got in.
Wow.
And they don't do duplications.
They learned
no
about
duplications.
Us from the demos.
That's what I love about it.
If you got it, no one else can bring it in.
Right. Nobody else can
and
bring
then,
it in. That's what I love
and
about
And then
it.
That was another great thing about the demos. You know, that was where I met Joe.
Yeah.
Joe did all kind of crazy demos, and that year he was boiling oysters. Let me tell
boiling.
You. Boiling. Just like you would do your crawfish. Like get your water going, load it all
with,
up with your
On
juice,
the shell? With the shell?
Drop the shells in, they puff up, they pop open, and they soak up all that stuff. I'd never seen
wow.
it. I'd
been That's
at
one way to
I'd been at Bozo's for 10, 15 years before that. I had never even fathomed doing that. You know,
That's
it didn't even cross my mind. That Joe was something else.
And I'm sure he had a song and dance to go along with it. A little crown on his head.
You know, you can see me. I don't have any shortage for words, but I was up and coming. So he was like an idol. Like, oh, man, I want to be like this guy. He can talk about anything. It was good.
A lot of respect for y'all in the festival business. I dabbled in it, and I can very confidently say I love what I do. The wholesale to the grocery stores and the club,
I'm sure.
Club stores. But actually, my brother, you know, he's starting to get into the festival business. Yeah. You know, this is a family business. It's my dad's jambalaya recipe in the box mix. It's my mama's gumbo made into the mix. And as we were growing this, we started to do different festivals, and it just wasn't for me. Kevin is fantastic at it. That's my brother. And he actually branched off. I encouraged him to go do it on your own, and he's now the jambalaya guy. So I want to set the record straight. A few people have told me, somebody's trying to copy the jambalaya girl. I was like, no. This is a family affair. Jambalaya guy's out there. He does now Wednesday at the Square. He does Voodoo Fest. He's done a couple of festivals up in the Virginia area. He's traveling the country. Yeah. Okay. And he actually came. I'm so excited for him. He came up with his own recipe with using the jambalaya. He calls it the jam burrito. It's delicious.
You did that at Voodoo this year.
Yeah. No, it's the jambalaya wrapped in a flour tortilla with pepper jack cheese, the little dipping sauce, put it on the griddle. Oh, man, that thing just melts in your mouth. It's so good.
That sounds like perfect festival food, too. Like, you don't need the bowl and spoon. You're just, on the go.
You got a beer in one hand. You got your jam burrito in the other. Jambalaya guy's your guy, and Jambalaya girl loves him, so no no confusion out there.
That's nice.
He's got that business. I mean, that is a labor of love, what y'all do, and it's a big risk, and I appreciate what y'all do. But no, I'm happy to be growing my business in the grocery business. Gotta do a quick plug for all my customers out there. I constantly get calls, and if anybody's listening and knows and loves Jambalaya Girl, people are always telling me where they're picking up my product and shipping it to. I mean, we've had it shipped across the country. I've had it sent to Australia. I've had it sent, you know, I know it's being sent over to Spain. I was on a food show in Spain. The word's getting out across the world. Yes. But most recently, for all my Florida and up the East Coast, Publix just picked us up.
Oh, great.
Yeah, breaking news here on the radio.
Fantastic.
Publix.
I can't wait.
You go onto the beaches, you know, you can still get it at all the local grocery stores here, and I got my Sam's and Costco, but HEB in Texas, Publix is that is almost quadruple in my business, and I'm so grateful for it.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
And it's my brand, and Zatarain's are the only Louisiana box brands there. So there's plenty of room for more Louisiana brands to come. They got that Big Easy. You know, have y'all had the Big Easy Bucha?
Yeah.
Talk about growing fast.
So it's funny you bring them up. The lime cucumber.
It's a kombucha. It's a kombucha drink.
Kombucha.
The lime cucumber gosa we do.
I got some at home.
Last year was our summer seasonal, and we took all of our cucumbers over to Big Easy Bucha, juiced the cucumbers, and had to bring back like 3-gallon buckets by the pallet load back to the brewery to pour it into the beer.
Cool.
And we just bought their juicer this year, so now we get to do it all at the brewery. But they're fantastic. Yeah.
They're blowing up.
Cool company.
I know. I mean, they're the first New Orleans branded kombucha, so they're the first to market. They're fantastic. Kate and Austin that started this company, they just represent all that is good about small business. I know they hire a lot of people who are either disabled or, you know, have a record. They want to give a lot of opportunity. And they're mission driven, and they have a fantastic product. But they helped me get my product into Publix and grow it up the East Coast, and that's one of their fastest growing. So I'll tell you what, everyone sitting here at the table, I know I can say this confidently, we support each other.
Yes.
We support each other to bring what we hold, you know, what we hold as gold, that good New Orleans flavor, and we want to bring that worldwide. So I'm excited to share that with y'all too.
That's awesome.
How do you?
When we come back from commercial break, I'm going to tell you what's going live. We're doing a bunch of big things. It's the food show. 105.3 FM, HD2, WLO. Yeah, baby, you know what's happening. You want a 105.3 FM HD2 and you dealing with a night tripper. You know what I'm saying? I might be from the seventh ward. I might be from the ninth ward. I might be from the third ward. But you know what I'm saying? I'm Nola Bound, Nola Bread, Mac Rabinac, the late, great Dr. John.
Yeah, you're right.
My man. Going to be, you know, him and Leah passing the same
week.
And you know what? I was thinking to myself, I was thinking to myself. I was like, man, who's gonna take the place when these old folks pass away? Yeah. Who's gonna take the place of them? Who's gonna keep that torch lit for the city and keep it going? But it's gonna happen, because it has to happen. It happened before when they was babies.
That's right.
Someone was holding a torch and they grabbed it, so someone has to keep it going.
Yeah.
And they're going to have some big shoes to fill. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. But look, we're back on the food show. We're having a good time. We're on the second half. And, you know, we've went around to everybody. And, well, I want to ask everybody, what's some great – I told you about my little Mio Mai special. What's some great specials y'all see around the city in the summertime? Or maybe some specials you're having. Miss Linda, where can people find you? You know, right
well,
now.
They can find me at festivals. You know.
What's the next festival coming up for you?
Well, it's going to be a while because I'm trying to do a vacation. I haven't had a vacation in years.
Well, you go take your vacation.
I need one.
Yeah.
But I do every Thursday at the Ogden Museum. Every Thursday from 6 to 8.
Okay.
925 Camp Street. They can find me there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's Mike, what's the address of The sweet shop.
We are at 203 West Harrison. We're between Pontchartrain Boulevard and Florida League. And if you're familiar with the Lakeview area, there's a little convenience store there and a dry cleaners, and I'm nestled right up in the corner across from the old Basin Lounge.
And what's some cool things? I mean, you've cooked everything under the sun. What's something at the joint you're proud of? Like, man, this is great.
You know, I'm proud of the whole thing, number one, because it is my family. My kids and my grandkids are all involved. And if you come in and see the place, it's really cool. We celebrate the fire department. My son-in-law, who is deceased, was a fireman. I have two brother-in-laws that are firemen, and you know, we just kind of celebrate the fire theme, you know, and we're trying to create a little family place. That's why we got the sweet shop going, too. But food-wise, we're doing some pretty cool stuff. You know, I mean, it's hard to open a po' boy shop in New Orleans with Parkway around.
No, it ain't.
No, I'm just teasing. But I just, you know, I wanted to create something and create something different. I didn't want to play the roast beef cream, so I created this little Gentilly Philly that I do a New Orleans debris style roast beef, but I top it with caramelized onions, sauteed mushrooms in a Monterey Jack bechamel, and then top it with Swiss cheese. Then I'm doing a meatloaf. I'm doing Mama's meatloaf, and I actually have it cooked off. I pop it on the grill to heat it up. I top it with bacon, cheddar cheese. We put it on Leidenheimer's French
bread. Oh, you do a meatloaf sandwich?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, it's good.
And listen, you ain't heard the best. Then we top it for a little textural component. We're making our own pickles in-house, too. We're doing these, what I call a sweet and hot sour crystal pickle. It's got crystal hot sauce in it, but it's real sweet. And we put that with a little crystal aioli. I just make a little crystal aioli to give it a little kick. But we, for a textural component, we fry crispy, little thin fried crispy onion rings. And we put it on top of this meatloaf po' boy. It's killer.
Your hours over there, Dave? You're
open,
close.
We open 10 in the morning till 11 in the morning till 6 on Sundays, 10 Monday through Thursday. I mean, 9 Monday through Thursday and 10 Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
So,
wow.
You know, it's kind of quiet. We're in a residential area. I'm sorry, what?
So it sounds like I got to get over there. It sounds I might have to go there for lunch on Thursday.
They're all unique. You know, we do a couscous that's got the barbecue pulled pork with some of my crystal coleslaw on top.
What part of town are you from, Mike?
I'm Gentilly.
It's wrong, but I had a name for it, like the Bucktown All-Stars. I would say in the food world, you are the Bucktown All-Star.
Well, I don't know about that, but I married a Bucktown broad, so maybe Maybe I can claim a little bit of that.
Somebody told me, one of my customers said, you got to come up with a meatloaf sandwich.
Is that right? Well, let me tell you.
And I'm not. Yeah. And it's a lot of work that goes into it.
Let me tell you, though.
And you got to have a good family recipe. I don't have
a
family recipe.
But let me tell you how it ended up happening. Scott Craig from Katie's opened up down the block Francesca's from me. And I went in. He got open about 2-3 weeks before me. I went in. And Scott and I are the same age, ran with all the same friends back in high school days. So I wanted to go let him know I was there and check him out and went over and ordered meatball pool boy. Well, let me tell you something. This is a good meatball pool boy he's putting out over there. It's kind of like just really good. I think he said it had something to do with his mother-in-law's recipe or something. But I literally walked out and I said, his mother-in-law's meatball. I'm doing mama's meatloaf.
Yeah.
I'm doing mama's meatloaf. And it took off from there.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. And it's been great. Ian's written about it. Todd has written about it.
Can you get it on untoasted white bread?
You can.
Ooh.
I got white bread, but I've actually been doing most of my white bread stuff on Texas toast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old Texas toast fan.
No, I see some untoasted Texas toast is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Some untoasted white bread. Yeah. I love French. That's my business. But
right.
Some untoasted white bread.
Oh yeah.
With that meatloaf.
They got a lady at the Jazz Fest that takes that untoasted white bread, slaps a pork chop on it, and it's to die for.
Miss Linda.
Ah, yeah, that pork chop ain't not nice.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That pork chop is on white bread, baby. Like they got wings.
With the bone in it?
With the bone in it.
They got to eat around the bone.
Oh, they got, no.
And they
what
do.
They do, they eat around that bone. But after they get through with that bone, they have that bone with them all day.
Yeah. No, no.
Sucking on them like a yard dog.
Second line with it by the end of the day.
Poppy took her, had it in her purse. Oh. And Miss Judy Walker came up and said, I'm hungry.
Not hungry,
hungry. She said, well, wait a minute. I got something for you. And Poppy pulled out the pork chop and gave it to Julie. But what makes it, and it's been popular ever since, but what really made me so proud was when Judy retired with that pork chop. Uh-huh. When she retired, her picture was putting mail on the pork chop.
When did Judy retire?
From Time Picking You.
She's doing a little side thing. But
right,
she's not
but
the
when
food
she retired,
it.
Yeah.
Todd,
okay.
Todd's got
that's her she husband,
retired.
Right?
Yeah. Dave's
her husband.
Dave.
Todd Price took over as the editor of the food department.
I'm out the loop, man.
Man.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
I can't be out the loop with them. I mean, you were asking, she was saying how they came to her from Chop out at the Jazz Fest and asked her the morning to come on. I was actually in Destin on a little vacation and got a phone call. And they said, hey, this is so-and-so from Chop. You think about doing a show? I was like, you got the right guy here? it's a festival guy, you know? And next thing you know, they started touting off stuff that Judy had written about me before. I was like, oh, I know who got to you. Judy. And then they said, well, and Tom, too. Okay, I guess if they
I've
have faith
many
in me,
other
I'll
calls, too.
Yeah, no, I've, that's you know, that's
great. I got many calls.
We've probably all done plenty, but I remember back in 2012, I'm 34, so what's that, 7 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So I was in my mid-20s when that happened, so yeah. I had that peacock chest out, you know. Yeah. I was ready to roll any kind of.
But a lot of other places have called me too to do other shows.
Yeah.
But once you're in that circuit,
but
you're in.
Yeah. And it's the truth.
And one thing I never do.
I was getting ready to go to beat Bobby Flay.
Yeah.
I finished all the application. I did everything, and just said I'm not going to do it.
One thing I learned is you never say no.
I said no.
Unless it's like one of those shows that want to just beat you down.
Well, look, Gordon Ramsay called me.
Yeah, yeah. Say
and
no
let
to
me
that.
Tell you what
he
I
wants
told.
To beat you,
you know
down.
What I told him? Let me talk in the speaker first. I said, if you give me any kind of money, you're going to have to get me out of jail.
I'm going to beat him.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to that. I felt out the application. I thought about it. I said, I'm not going. But I enjoy. I really enjoy what you know what I do. I love what I do.
But that thing we did, that show with me and you went on.
Oh yeah.
That was the only New Orleans show. Everybody from New Orleans. So the one you went on, you had people from all over the place right. talking about you.
Right.
Didn't you know that man called us? What he called us?
The show we went on.
I know what that man called us.
What man?
The first one who got chopped.
That's why he got chopped first.
That's why he got chopped first.
He called us peons or morons. But you know what?
That's what he did.
That show... Those big people from New York, they know how to edit things. They know how to cut things and rip it and make
We knew about that.
They know how to make it look like they're saying something about you. But
yeah.
He was probably just talking, and they just cut a couple of things.
But actually, he did say that.
Oh, he did say that? Yeah. All right. Well, that's why he got cut first.
But we never found out what the winning dish was from that episode. We talked about it.
Let me bring it from the beginning and when I got let off. The first thing, I whooped Miss Linda's butt, and I did a gumbo.
With that quick root.
Helmbach, Cleo, and Leah from Dookie Chase. Nobody could handle me. The second round, I was going back to my roots. I did a catfish po' boy. And I cut that fish better than anybody because I learned from Wayne Hess. And then I missed some of the fish on my dish. And I got cut. Bam, I'm out.
That wasn't the worst part. The worst part was he was driving the Biloxi a couple of weeks later, and a cop pulled him over and said, man, I can't believe you didn't put that fish on.
You remember that. A cop pulled me over. A cop, he recognized me driving. He pulled me over on the interstate, and I'm like, man, I wasn't speeding or nothing. He pulls up, and he puts his lights on. He walks up to me. I rolled the window down. Yes, officer. Man, look, you ain't speeding up. I can't believe you forgot the fish on that damn sand.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That is crazy.
We're going to talk about how you put it on against my man Cody when we come back, Miss Linda. This is the Food Show, 105.3 FM HD2. Yeah, boy. You know what's happening. We talking food, we talking groove, we talking food to knock the tongue out your mouth. We got Yakameen, we got jambalaya, we got meatloaf sandwiches, we got cold beer, we got po' boys. You know what's happening? That's New Orleans. That's the Food Show. WWL 105.3 FM HD2. You know what it is. And you want to call 260-6368. Holla at me. It's your boy JK on the scene. And... Miss Linda's talking.
Check this picture out.
Miss Linda's talking me, showing me a picture, a painting. So I see.
Legends.
Leah Chase, Paul Prudhomme, and you.
And we are on the third floor at University Hospital.
How did this come around?
A lady from London came, and she wanted to paint us. And she did. And I went over there by Mama Leah and I told her, I said, look, I said, they got me right under you because they got me, you know, saying that I'm under her. You know, they got me with the Susan Spicer, Christian, Poppy Tucker, Women Power Chefs in New Orleans.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you in there,
me,
babe.
And they got me there. So look what she told me. You know, she ain't nothing nice.
She ain't nothing nice,
but I love it. Look what she said. Yeah, I told her, I said, I can't feel these shoes. She said, you don't have to feel these shoes, babe, because these legs hurt. I said, mine's too. She said, all I want you to do is walk with me and walk beside me. That's what she told me.
Yeah.
Walk with me. But you see, it's a story with her. When I was a little girl coming out of, graduated out of sixth grade, and my mama brought me to Dookie Chase in my sixth grade class. And do you know, it was so amazing when I told her about that. Do you know, it was like she finished the sentence. I say, do you remember African and black girls coming in here, class coming in here? She said, yeah, I remember y'all. I said, what you remember? She said, y'all was talking about my fried chicken. Well, we was, because the chicken was so big, but it was so delicious with chicken and french fries.
Right.
She is an amazing woman.
Yep.
She remember everything. When I told her about that, her and her husband, when we came in there, her and her husband was getting the tables together, putting a white tablecloth on there, and they gave us chicken and french fries. My mother brought the whole class to Dookie Chase for my sixth grade graduation.
And Dookie, you know, St. Peter Claver, that was one of their... That was one of their, that was their church.
My mother was one of St. Peter's.
And when Dookie passed a couple of years ago, I used to wear, I don't wear them no more. I don't know, I should bring them back. I thought to wear it to the send-off of Leah, but
what?
Dookie always, I used to wear them. I don't know where I got into this. These they call them Guayaveras, the Mexican wedding shirt, the four the pocket four, shirt the, yeah. with the embroidery, right?
They call them. Oh Lord, I'm about to tell.
They're called Guayaveras.
Yeah, but they get it another name too.
The street.
You used to get them from Krauts.
Okay.
Right there at Krauts. You used to get them from Krauts, D.H. Holmes, and stuff, but Krauts was the one.
But
that
one
had
of my
them.
Customers, I went to Mexico and I got one. And it had to, and one of my customers said, man, I'm going to get you in line on these. And he bought me like 25 of them.
They were beautiful.
And they were white, blue embroidery, the four pockets. But instead of the buttons, he was an old guy, older guy. So he had the zipper. It was a zipper. And I still got them. I'm like, man, I can't wear all these with the zipper. You know, it's like wearing shoes with no laces, you know. And, Dookie, he saw me with one. He come to Parkway. This was about 5 years ago. He saw me with one. He said, Justin, I need that.
I got 24 to spare.
I need that. So I gave him 2 weeks' worth. And the whole family, he wore a white with a blue embroidery every day. And I was thinking about wearing that to Leah Sendoff. But I couldn't. I just didn't do it. I don't know why. I didn't do it. I should have did it. The family would have known. No one else would have known why I was wearing a zippered Guayavera. But the family would have knew. For sure. Yeah, it was a trip. Really. But what a great family.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids and the grandkids and the great-grandkids are brought up just the same, just beautiful people, you know?
Let me tell you what she said about Duke. Because, you know, I used to go over there and talk every now and then, you know. We did when the little young lady, Zella Palmer,
mm-hmm.
she did the Nellie Murray feast in honor of, you know, Miss Leah Chase. So she was telling me about the story with her grandson when she sent him to France, you know. And she was so happy that he came back into the culinary world.
That's Duke.
Duke, yeah. Look. And every time I see Duke, I look at him and I say, oh, my God. Because this is the words that she told me over there at the Nellie Murray Fest when he came in, because we was all at the tables and stuff. She said, I love him, yeah. She said, and I'm so proud of him. She said, but I'm so in love with him.
Aww.
Those are the words. And that woman, when she said it, you can feel it.
Yeah.
She said, I'm so in love with him. And I told him. And he said, oh, Miss Linda, thank you so much. He said, I needed to hear that. He needed to hear that, yeah, because she said it. She looked up at him. I'm so proud of him. But look, I love him, and I love all my grandchildren. She said, but I'm so in love. And the reason why she said that is because she was glad that he came. You know, she was telling me about him going to France when she sent him out there to France to go to school to be a chef. And when he came back, you know, he was undecided about what he wanted to do. But he did. He came back. And that was one of the greatest things, and that made her feel so good.
You know, he's big time with the airport.
You know,
he's the man behind the food at the airport.
We do events together. Oh, yeah. It's very. And look, he doing it just like she do it.
Yeah.
With an iron fist. iron fist. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. When she speak, her word is law.
Yeah.
And they love it. But she taught them. She taught all of them well. She taught them well. She really did.
So, Miss Linda, where can people come? I'm going to do a little round table.
At the Ogden Museum.
Because people always wanting to find you.
Call me all day long, every day.
You got to get in the groceries like my girl over here.
It's coming.
Y'all got a partner
up. It's coming.
I'm going to hold your hand and lead you that way.
Oh, my God. It's
Oh, we might have made something happen.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Fireman Mike, how can we find you day to day?
Man, I'm at the place all days. Yeah, I'm at the place all days. I kind of get there, get it going in the morning. We have some parking restraints in the West Harrison area, you know, and
just walk.
Lunch
walk
is,
over.
Yeah, just so
that's
just walk right. over. Well, or even at that, you know, get used to it. There's a lot of great food now too. There's a couple other restaurants coming up. Chez Pierre's right there doing some stuff. New place getting ready to open, I think July 6th. So eventually, and all of us have two parking spots, you know. So eventually people are going to get used to having to do a little walking around. But now you got a couple of places to walk to. You can go to the backyard and have dinner and then walk down by me and have some ice cream or vice versa. You know, I mean, we hope it's going to be like that. You
it's
know,
getting
a lot
popular.
Of young families
yeah.
in
it's
that
getting
area.
Popular.
It's a little bit more quaint than Magazine Street. It's not as hustle and bustle, you know. It's like you can walk around and just kind of even be able to enjoy it. You know?
Yeah,
that's good.
So I'm there during the day, and we try to pick up some catering and do something a little different, and work in the sweet shop at night. You know, of course.
And what's the address for that place? The phone number?
203 West Harrison. Phone number, you want to call and order? It's 681-9911.
How the hell did you get that number?
Just got lucky.
You must know somebody.
We're all fixing to add. Fixing to do some different things on the menu. We do have the po' boys. We do have some plate specials. We do beans on Monday. We do the meatloaf. We transform it into a plate on Tuesday. We do my crystal fried chicken that some I've done at the festivals. We do it with andouille gravy over potatoes on Wednesday and chicken
shrimp
palm
and
on Thursday.
Shrimp and grits?
Shrimp and grits all the time.
Oh, okay.
All the time.
Thanks,
Dumbo.
Mike.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Justin.
Hey, Kristen, where can we find you, babe?
Oh, Jambalaya Girl's got her box mixes everywhere. I'm working on that. But little thank you to all of my customers and fans. It's my 9th year in business. I've been hustling. I've been bringing the product myself and putting it on the shelf. Yes. To now I'm selling from Texas, now all the way up the East Coast. Y'all can find a store near you at jambalayagirl.com. You can order on Amazon Prime. But a huge thank you. This is something that just came about. My customers voted me one of the best Louisiana-made food products.
Wonderful.
And I went to, thank you. Spoiler. I was ranked as one of the top 5. Spoiler, Zatarain's got number 1. But look, congratulations, Zatarain's. They've been around for generations, and I'm so thankful for them. But I'll tell you what blew me away. When I went to the awards ceremony, I found out it was City Business put this on. It was a reader rankings poll. I didn't even know about this competition. And the customers, my fans, voted me one of the best Louisiana-made food products among Zatarain's, Tabasco, and Crystal. And
wow.
Jambalaya Girl, 9 years. Y'all, it's been awesome. If y'all haven't tried it, go get you some. You're going to love it. You're going to love my little taste of New Orleans.
And I'm going to tell you one other thing about to blow your mind.
With the breaking news.
I don't have no time to make no damn jambalaya at the restaurant. I don't have no time to think about seasonings and recipes. So I'm about to, we're bringing on the Jambalaya Girls.
What?
Jambalaya mix at Parkway Bakery.
Coming on soon.
Yes.
Love that.
We're going to drop it out the box. You know, we're going to put our own little twist on it. We got a little Chisace's sausage in it. We got
good.
A couple other things going on, but
that's
it's going to knock the tide. It's a good
you,
mix.
Boo.
You know,
it
it's top of the line.
You it allows
you to maintain consistency.
You got to bring back the old school. You're a big dog now. You got to come promote. You got to come over there and promote.
We'll do like Paradise Park special.
Yeah.
We'll do a cross promotion. It'll be fun.
And then Abby over at Urban South. What's you want to let all the listeners know what's going on?
Well, you can definitely find me at Trapatulis. You can find me on our Instagram. It's Urban South Beer as well. We're always trying to innovate, put out new products, have some fun. We do a release in the brewery about twice a month. We're going to do something awesome for the 5th of July. We have a trailer park bash coming up on the 27th of July. So that's another beer release, a lot of fun food. I think we're going to do, you know, corn dogs. My friend, he was saying he might do some, like, Frito pie for that. So it's going to be a fun time. We always try to kick it at the brewery, family friendly, good times. But Kristen, you're gonna love this. My mom just sent me on Instagram that she knows who you are because she got a gift basket from Especially Eden.
Oh, what a wonderful program.
Yes. So she was like, we love Jambalaya Girls.
Oh, that's a mission.
In Massachusetts. Yes. Yeah, up in Massachusetts. She like she saw you, she's cool. Like, yes, I
thanks,
love that.
Mom.
So shout out to my mom.
That's cool.
That's so cool. And hey, if you have a second, we were talking about this on break. So my husband turning the big 4-0, we want to do a party, and he actually thought of Urban South. But y'all do stuff like all the time
huh? We're a really big open space. The tap room is 8,000 square feet, a lot of versatility in that space. So you shoot us an email, let us know you got a group coming in, we can accommodate you. If you have got a kid's birthday party coming in,
hey,
we'll get
we'll
get the bounce house for you. And we have like a semi-private space as well. So it's a couple different ways to work it. And, you know, we always have unique brews on tap. So it's a fun space.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we'll coordinate. We'll have some beer, some good food. It'll be fun.
I love it. Yeah, my husband loves that Paradise Park.
Look, we close out. What's some cool places, Abby? Anyone who wanted to pipe up? What's some cool places you've been? Restaurants or some new places you've seen? Want to just shout out? Who's doing a good job besides what we're doing?
Well, I got a little shout out. You know, I've been with Mr. Ed for a long time, and used to be the chef at Austin's. Obviously, he's got a lot going on. But man, what I'm really excited about is I'm helping him on the weekends. He's got a little reception hall going now called the Pearl Room. And if you're in the look for something like that, he did a great job. I mean, this place is beautiful. Put out some good food. I think it's going to be one of the premier reception halls.
Is it in Metairie? Where is it at?
It's in Harahan. He bought the old Forehead Grotto out by the band. I mean, not the band, by the camp, where all the bands go play. If you go Hickory and you go back toward away from Jefferson Highway, all the way to the railroad tracks. Back that way, and it's really kind of cool because it's secluded. There's a lot of parking. We had a wedding 250 the other night. It was no problem, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and a lot of people because it's such a pretty venue. It's real versatile. A lot of people are coming for everything from showers to birthday parties to Mardi Gras things. All kinds.
Shout out to Ed, man, doing big things. Yeah. What about you? What about you, Kristen?
I heard them during the break, but I gotta give a shout out to Audubon Institute. I cook with them now. They say they all ask for you, or they ask for the Jambalaya Girl too. And my guys nice. Over there, if you're gonna be looking for something for the kids this summer, the zoo in the Swamp Cafe.
Nice, perfect.
They got some good rice over there, but. Get some good grub. Go take your kids out and go take them to one of the Audubon Institute. Ask for the Jambalaya Girl. Tell them I sent you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Miss Linda, you know any place you've been this in the last month or so that you just want to give a shout out? People, somebody doing something good.
I can't think of nothing.
What about you, Adam?
I got to give a shout out to Jewel of the South. Every time I go there, it's such a great little hole in the wall in the quarter. Fantastic food, fantastic cocktail. And then, of course, Superior Seafood on my way home.
Yes.
Best happy hour. Superior Seafood, 50-cent oysters, great drink deals. Yeah. And then this fall, they're doing a great program. It's Shuck Cancer, so they do an awesome event. They closed down the neutral ground from St. Charles to Britannia. Just a giant cancer fundraiser. It's wow. Really great cause. So it's a fun event for the fall.
That rolls into me. The cancer fundraiser at Al Copeland Foundation. I'm big with that. Saturday, July 6th, UNO Lake Fun Arena, 2 to 7. It's the Chicken Jam. It's going down.
Yeah.
It's National Fried Chicken Day. Al Copeland's doing a big thing, raising for the ACF, the Al Copeland Foundation. You can bring your kids, 8 to 80, crippled or crazy, come there. Visit www.alcopenfoundation.org and buy some tickets. It's a good day. It's during Essence.
Great day.
What's going on, Linda?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I do a fundraiser with Rock and Bowl with the school, Southern Christian School.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I do this. I think I've been doing it like for the past five years with McIntyre. You know, and I love that because he's doing it with the school, for the school.
Right.
Yeah, I love doing that with them.
That's awesome. Well, look, I want to thank you all for coming. And I want to thank Tom and Marianne for inviting me back on this show. I always enjoy being on this and talking to the listeners and talking about what we do in New Orleans. So God bless all y'all, and thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow with Mr. Tom Fitzmaurice. This is WWL 105.3 FM, The Food Show. We love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.